views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day. This is Sherry Dillard, and I am here today, right now, as I will be every Thursday at this same time, taking your calls and discussing the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. You know, I really do believe that being intuitive, we're all intuitive, we can all develop it into more psychic skills, and that as we do that, I do feel that we tap into our most natural and powerful wisdom, our inner knowing. And as we do that, we know ourselves more, we know the world, we begin to have a spiritual awakening and a spiritual awareness. Now, what is interesting to me is that not all intuitives or people who have interest in intuition and psychic energy feel that same way. And that's fine. I don't necessarily feel that I have the only right way, but I certainly do feel that strong connection to spirituality and to intuition. We're going to talk about that a little bit more today. We've got a lot, actually, I've got a bit of emails and questions that I've had people writing me about. We're going to, and also just kind of an interesting little email I got this morning I want to share with you. But before I do that, I wanted to just kind of mention that we're kind of going into Halloween, as we all know. Next week, I think Thursday and Friday is All Saints Day, which we're going to talk a lot about that next week. And, you know, Halloween and All Saints Day are very connected. Halloween was originally the pagan holiday of All Hallows, which was the time of year when the harvest was coming in, and it was the celebration kind of the darkening of the light. And, you know, we find this very strong in Celtic, you know, spirituality. And part of what a lot of the old religions, the pagan religions, believed was that it's at this time of year that the door to the other world opens, and that the dead, fairies, spirits of all kind can revisit us. They can come into our homes. They can kind of have this time to reconnect, visit. But in a lot of the pagan beliefs, it's also the time when it's important to kind of be aware of who is coming in, because along with loved ones can also come in spirits that may be, you know, more tricksters or maybe not always have the most positive of intent. What's interesting is that, you know, the Christians, of course, came along and wanted to, you know, kind of get all of those pagans onto their side, their game, into the game on the Christian end of things. And so what originally happened was that All Saints Day came about, and All Saints Day is the day in the Christian religion for honoring the saints, and also it's the day that we also honor our departed loved ones. I was doing a little bit of research, and what I came across, which I found kind of interesting, was that I think this was in Britain. It was a belief, several hundred years ago, perhaps a while ago, but and not just Britain, but I think it was Europe overall, was that there was originally a belief, too, among some people, not everybody, but that souls would wander. Able to enter into the heavenly kind of energy and all that. And so in some ways, it was also the day of opening. So it's kind of interesting that on the Christian end, we have a day of opening into the light. And on the pagans, there's kind of an opening where the dead can revisit us. So, I'd love to hear from you if you've had any, please call me today. I'd love to hear if anybody has been having any increase in encounters, feelings of their loved ones coming closer. It's kind of my own private little kind of research. I'm very interested to know that, which leads me to the email I got this morning from someone actually I don't know, but I won't read the whole thing. But basically what she wrote was that her mom passed, her elderly mother passed, just last month, and since her passing, she says, the TV has been coming on at midnight on the station that Charlie Rose is on, and she says it's freaking her father out. Finally, she says, a microchip fried, probably from the extra surges of energy at night, and her father had the TV put into the shop for repair. Well, what's really interesting is that after it was put into the shop for repair, the radio started coming on. She says, we all think it's mom. This December would have been their 52nd anniversary. And she said, I don't know what to do. My father doesn't know I'm contacting you. I get the impression from the email that they're all kind of freaked out by this. And bless her mother's heart, because, you know, her mom is really trying to just let everybody know that she is on the other side. She is probably happy as a lark, is my feel. Thrilled that, you know, she's there, and she's wanting everybody to know it, because I'm going to give you a little bit of ways that loved ones are going to try to get your attention. And then we're going to go to a call. We've got a call from Daryl we're going to take. And then we've also got Nicole. Maybe I'll take Daryl's call now, and then we'll go into the ways that your loved ones, just so you'll know, so you can pay attention and let me know if they come through. They have a variety of interesting ways they like to get our attention. All right, so let's go ahead, Brian. Let's get Daryl on. We've got just a few minutes and before break, and then we'll continue with this. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
All right, Daryl, you're on the air with Sherry Dillard.
Okay, hey, Sherry, this is Daryl. I live in Durham, where you live.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm going
good.
To the career change, of course. I got my license for insurance.
Oh, congratulations. So I'm glad to hear
that. Yeah, that was really challenging. Yeah. And I started working for a company called Lexicon, and things didn't exactly go out right. They wanted me to work, 10, 12 hours a day, and then something happened with my checking account. Another company got a hold of that, so I decided that it just wasn't a good feeling with them and wanted to move on. Now, at the same time, they did say they really liked me and they wanted me to stick around. They told me I could become an independent broker, which I'm really considering. But at the same time, there are other companies that I'm thinking. So my question to you is that, should I go independent and should I continue with Lexicon, or should I, the other option is that just to go with a company? And of course, the advantage of going with a company is that I don't know a lot about insurance, and I could learn that. But I do like my independence, and I'm feeling that I should go independent.
Let me just see what we get with that. And we may have to take a commercial break in the middle of this, but let me just initially see what we're getting here. All right. Okay. I feel like, you've got a lot of guidance coming and a lot of, though it's funny, I'm talking about the other side, but there's certainly your grandmother certainly coming in like rooting for you.
She spoke to Gary. She spoke to Gary a few days ago.
All right, I thought this was going to happen. I'm being signaled for a break. So, Daryl, don't go away. As soon as we come back, I am going to answer this. This is Intuit University, Sherry Dillard, www.sherrydillard.com.
Thank you.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard at Intuit University, and we are in the middle of a conversation with Daryl. Daryl, you there?
I am. I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Let me answer what I was getting with you. What I'm getting, Daryl, is that counter to what might be the most logical thing right now, which I understand would be you're new in this to get, to work for someone, I get very strongly for you to go independent, I have to say. I get that. I feel like what's going to happen with that is that you're going to have more, freedom and more ideas, more inspiration. I feel like, believe it or not, I feel like working for someone right now would kind of limit you. And not doing that, I feel like it's going to kind of like almost activate you more. And I get you really busy. The other thing I want to say to you, do you know if there's a network of independents at all or any kind of
group? There are.
Okay, because that's
there are.
I keep getting that. I keep getting a network of independents for you to start connecting with to maybe get some of the more training or whatever it is that they can offer. But I have to say, I feel really good about this with you. You know that? I feel like things are going to take off for you. But, you know, the thing about it, Daryl, is you've got to have confidence because you have so much experience in this. And this is a field where you can take all that experience and go with it. And honestly, you're going to do so much better as an independent.
Okay. Now, with the Lexicon company, by the way, they really want to hold on to me, and I don't want to work for them. But they did say they have a brokerage, and I can work for them independent. What do you feel about Lexicon, the Lexicon company?
Well, I hate to say on the air. Let me just say in relation to you.
Sure.
I feel in relation to you, I wouldn't take on any much responsibility with them. I would kind of sit back a little bit, get a better approach idea in the big picture of what you want to do and see how that can that company can work for you as opposed to how you can fit into them right now.
Okay.
You know, and at some point you may intersect with them, but I wouldn't do it in a big way right now, especially if it, it involves money, you giving them any money.
Okay. And I won't be giving them any money. Of course, they said that what I could do, I could be able to work, represent some of their lines and deal directly with the insurance companies.
Well, you know, I just mean taking on too much responsibility in terms of brokerage. Now just be careful.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So you say an independent, and I've actually touched base with a couple independent. One's called Brokers Life, and then there's another one called the Berwick Company. And they're both what they do. They help you set up your own independent insurance agencies. And that's really what I wanted, because Gary asked me, "What's in your heart?" And I say, "Independence is."
Yeah, that's what I keep getting. I keep getting so strong, independent.
My grandmother actually spoke, spoke to Gary a couple days ago and told him that I should go independent.
Yeah, that's what I get so strong, too. All right, my dear.
Good.
It's great talking to you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Sherry. Thanks, you. Okay, and I'll be
you
in touch.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to talk to Nicole in just a moment. Nicole is going to come on. Before I do that, let me say real quickly, because I had asked you all if you had feeling like you had loved ones on the other side coming through stronger now. Here is quickly some of the ways that you will feel them. Or see them or know them or however. Like I just said, television. Now, this is an unusual case, actually, of a station. I have heard of it, though, the TV coming on at night. Radio is a big one. Sometimes the impulse to turn on the radio at a certain time and a favorite song of yours is playing or a favorite song of your loved ones. Lights flashing, big sign from the other side. Keep in mind, they are energy vibration, and so they can affect energy vibration. Lights burning out is a big one, too. I have that all the time in my office. Lights burn out very quickly. They can come through dreams, you know. It's more than a dream. It's a visitation. Sometimes, I think Daryl was just saying that his grandmother went to his partner and spoke with him. Clouds look up in the sky sometimes, and you might be surprised. You might see a formation, or you might see light or flashing, or you know, it's kind of funny how our spirit can kind of discern certain messages in things like clouds, butterflies, birds, things like that showing up, coming to your window. I actually had a client who actually had a butterfly land on her head while she was driving in her convertible. And the butterfly stayed on her head for like 20 miles, she said. And she kept taking pictures of it with her her cell phone because she didn't think anybody would believe her. It's kind of wild. Missing jewelry. Sometimes your loved ones, believe it or not, can hide jewelry. Sometimes they'll even help it reappear. Scents. You might smell the perfume or cigar or something like that from a loved one. Finding coins is another common one. I have a client who always finds nickels and pennies from her father. I actually found a $10 bill not that long ago on my morning walk, which was a great, great little gift from someone. All right, so just look for those things. Feel free to give me a call. I'd love to hear from you today, or give me an email. Let me know anything going on. All right, let's get to Nicole. Nicole might, Brian.
Nicole, are you there? Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show.
Hi, Nicole. Sherry. It's Nicole. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. It's interesting that you mentioned the email this morning from that woman, because that woman is a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine. Okay. And I was going to ask you about her in addition to the other question I have. And I was wondering if you could tap into her mother's spirit and see if there's a specific message or something that she's trying to tell her or her father. I have her birthday and her her name, if you need that.
Tell me her name, her mother's name.
Her name is Louise.
Louise? All right. Let me just see if we got any messages from Louise. You know, I was getting a message earlier when I got the email from Louise. The big message why she's doing this is she really wants people to know that she's back to her old self. You know, I feel like she had was, you know, kind of a spunky woman her life, most of her life. And she just shows me how she's like, you know, just back to that energy. You know, she had had that longer, more difficult illness in passing. And I keep seeing her. She's just so excited. This is just pure happiness and love. And just saying that one of the big messages, really, she says, is that she wasn't able to really express that before she left, you know. She knew that everybody wanted that. You know, everybody wanted to kind of have assurance. Are you okay? Wanted to hear something from her, and she couldn't. She couldn't really do it. And so now she's answering, she tells me. She's like answering all of, you know, before she left, their concerns and letting them know. She's with a lot of people, I have to tell you, too. Like a joyful reunion. People she tells me she hasn't seen in a really long time. She's a bit of a talker, actually. You know that? She's talking. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but it's all
right,
good.
Thank you.
This is all good stuff. So, what's your other question?
My other question is just something I've been thinking about for a while, and for a long time I've been thinking that divine energy, the white light, is in essence you let things go, you take the higher road. But for me, that hasn't seemed appropriate lately. Especially during these times and during this in this political environment. So my question is, how does one tap into the divine energy, white light, place of unconditional love, and use that as a positive force in the face of a challenge or being bullied or just general adversity?
Okay, well, let's separate that a little bit from politics, because I actually, believe it or not, was going to talk a little bit about politics, but let's put that on the back burner right now and say that in answer, all right, so the question being, how do you tap into love, divine energy, unconditional love in the face of adversity, being bullied or something like that, a challenge?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Well, you know, what I get with that, because I asked my guides about this, and what I get is that initially, in the very midst of it, when you kind of can be aware of it and ask for, you know, kind of just divine intervention, basically, if you're being bullied or there's something happening right then and there or right before it, initially what will happen is you will get a sense of protection. You will in some way be protected. You know, and I've had this happen a few times where I've felt so strong and I didn't even know why, but I really avoided certain people or places, you know. I remember once I was walking into a restaurant and I literally felt I bumped into a brick wall. It was so strong, the energy, that I didn't go into the restaurant because it like was one of those things. I'm walking and whoops, I mean, it, literally I could feel like resistance going in the restaurant. And, you know, I later found out that they were having a real problem with their, what do they call that, their inspections. And there had been some reports of, you know, food poisoning and things like that. So I took that as like I was being protected. So initially, I think when you're in the midst of it, it's a way to like keep your awareness open so that you can know like how to deal with this, what's happening right now. You know, there was that woman who, I can't think of the exact situation, but she was in the midst of being held hostage and robbed, and she started reading a book to the person who was holding her hostage, and it was some kind of spiritual religious book, and she sat there and read it, and he actually ended up letting her go. And she said later that it just kind of came to her that what he needed was that kind of, you know, love and forgiveness. I'm not saying it's going to work all the time. In fact, I want to get back into this because I have an answer for you specifically. I am being signaled, though, we're on break time. So don't go away. I want to talk more about this. We'll be right back. This is Intuit University with Sherry Dillard. And please give me an email. Give me a call, sgd7777@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard. We're back with Intuit University. And by the way, please check out my website. I've got some new classes coming up this December, January, February. And please check out my books, Discover Your Psychic Type, which is a bestseller, Love and Intuition, and the Miracle Workers Handbook. Book. Okay, Nicole, you there?
Yes, hi.
All right. This is all right. So let's say that the immediate danger is not present, right? In other words, you know, you're not in the midst of being bullied right then. And okay, this is what I get for you, my dear, and for all of us. But that the part of the way that the divine works with us in these kinds of situations is, believe it or not, helping us to understand, and almost it seems kind of a paradox that the divine would almost help us by not putting us in these situations. Obviously, we do that kind of from what we're creating within. But the divine can help us in those times of being bullied, adversity, challenges, to understand what our personal lesson is in it and why we are attracting that. Once we get the lesson, once we are able to tap into that and take whatever steps we need to take in order to move through it, then the situation tends to diminish. And, you know, sometimes the lesson, especially if you're being bullied or if you had adversity or if you're in an abusive situation, a lot of times the lesson is really to your own, you know, looking within yourself and saying, do I feel worthy? Is this how I want to be treated? How can I love myself? And that's the lesson. And the lesson can also be to say no, which a lot of times it is for women. The lesson is to say no. I don't deserve this behavior. I need to be loved. I am worthy of love. And I am only going to accept love and good treatment. And anybody around me or in my life who is negative, bullying me, or in otherwise trying to drag me down, I no longer need to be connected to that person. You get it?
Right.
So the divine is not... What?
Go ahead.
No, what are you going to say?
More on a personal level. It's really the political environment, and I've been finding myself getting into these really heated political discussions, and I've been acting nuts. I mean, it's just...
Right.
Like, I lose my mind.
Well, you know, let me just speak to that for a moment, because I've asked that question a lot to myself, to my guides and angels, and what I get with politics in general, and again, I'm not going to get into a huge political discussion because this is just one small aspect of it. I know there's a lot more than what I'm going to just say. I'm just speaking to one small part of this right now, and that is that, and this is politics and it's other things too. But differing opinions, judgments, you know, this is a life of duality. The world, the earth, is the realm of duality, where we're going to have always contrasting views. We have sun, moon, male, female. We always have, and that's how we learn. We learn by, knowing who we are.
Bye.
By kind of knowing who we're not, you know?
Right.
Are you? Okay. Wow.
That wasn't me. I don't know who that was.
I don't know what that was. Brian, you check that. There was like somebody else talking there. I don't know if that was a spirit talking or what. But anyway, so, you know, the thing is, Nicole, is that when we hear politicians talk, one of the things they're giving us, one of the positives they're giving us, is they're allowing us to, they're provoking within us our own truth. When we hear something inside of us says, oh my gosh, that's not right, that feels horrible, how can someone believe that? The response is not so much that person is bad and they're crazy and cuckoo and nuts, which, of course, we both know they probably are. But anyway, that's besides the point. The response on a divine level is, now I know more about who I am and what feels right for me. Because as we know who we are and what feels right for us, we come into more of our authentic self. But if you're finding yourself in constant conversation with people who are kind of more or less provoking responses in you that feel really, really not good inside, then... Again, I would say, you know you have a choice in that, you know,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Does that help at all?
That's really helpful, yeah.
Okay, good.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Okay, Alma is waiting like a patient person. Alma, are you there?
Hi, Sherry. I'm sorry. I got a quick call, and that was me. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I thought maybe you were a spirit or something that was kind of.
It could have been. No, I apologize. I forgot that I was on. Okay. So let me get to the question. I called you at the end of August, and I realized that there was a blockage. My heart was broken about 3-4 years ago, and there was some just leftover stuff that I need to release, and so I wanted to update you, and I actually wrote him a Dear John letter about a few weeks ago, and I feel the huge, like, the release is complete now. So I think that was what was blocking me from finding what I want, which is a committed relationship.
Right.
So what do you see for that? I mean, I was talking to you about another person, but we're just friends right now. We're friends. Okay. That's it. Yeah.
You called on the radio. I think I remember you. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It was the end of August. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember that. All right. And I think I said go slow. Are you? No, maybe that was someone else anyway. All right, let's see.
No, you said it would go slow, but I don't think there's anything now. I think it's just...
Okay, no. I agree. No, I completely think you did the... I know you did the right thing. Yeah, and that's one reason I said go slow was because I was concerned you were going to jump into something and, you know, really get kind of, you know, the vibration there was a little off. But anyway, let me just see what we get for you coming in now for Alma.
Yeah.
I feel like a totally different person. Yeah, you know, that was, you know, it's weird how sometimes people come in and they're just what we don't want. Kind of like what I was saying to Nicole, you know, it's kind of like it's making us more aware of what we do want. Because I tell you, he gave you a gift in that way that he really like, okay, this is, all right. But anyway, let's see. All right, so this is the end of October. All right, I feel like... I tell you what, you got a lot of energy, a lot of magnetism right now. I feel like, you know, there's going to be, I actually get you, I know, my dear, that you want one committed relationship right now. But
yeah.
I tell you, I feel like what's going to happen right now is I feel like you dating a little bit, different people. And I feel like you're going to need to do that because, for one, like you said, you've changed so much. It's going to help you to understand and know more of who you are and what you want. And I feel like go ahead and do that, okay? You have a lot of magnetism. I'm feeling up to probably into November, December. We're looking at maybe 3-4 different kinds of lighter. Again,
what?
I'm talking dating.
Wow.
Dating, light, dating light, you know, or flirtations or just encounters.
Okay.
You know, I'm not talking relationships here because I don't feel it's time for that. I don't feel the relationship energy in that committed way coming in. I hate to tell you, I know you want it sooner, but I'm not feeling it strongly until late February-ish. Like I said, don't skip this step right now because you're going to have to do it. And you know what I keep hearing your guides and angels say? You have got to start having more fun with dating. You know that?
You know,
sometimes I know it's no fun. I get it. It can be no fun, but you've got to start enjoying yourself more and letting men enjoy you. You know, like go into it lighter, not so intensely, have fun with it. And that's kind of what the lesson you're needing to learn right now. And then that one will come in. Okay.
I think, I'm a Virgo moon and I can take things really seriously and that's my emotions and all that stuff. So I think it's true. You're right,
right.
On.
Yeah, you do. You take it. Just kind of like be like flirtatious and fun and it's going to happen. All right, my dear.
These are just people within my community that I'm meeting like in the next few months. I like this journey thing. This is going to be cool. This is going to be a good time.
Exactly.
I think.
Make it fun. Right. Open to it like a flower saying, oh, I love this. It's sun. It feels so good. All this warmth. All right. Thank you so much for calling. I very much appreciate it.
Okay, you take care. Thank you.
Bye. Yes. Okay, my dear. Bye-bye. All right. This is Sherry Dillard. We've got another call waiting, which we're going to get to right after the break. We're going to go to break in a moment here. Before we go to break, I did want to mention, I think I said this earlier. I'll say it again. I do have some classes coming up that... are for people that are local in my area, which is North Carolina, but I am also going to be doing a lot of these same classes in February. I'm going to start doing them on Skype, and they're a lot of fun. You know, if you don't have Skype, you can also call into on the phone with Skype, I think. I don't know. I have to check that out. But please go to my website, www.sherrydillard.com. Sign up for my newsletter so that you will get all of the information about the classes coming in. And anything else, you know, I've got some videos on there you might want to watch. I've got some interesting other kinds of guidance on the website. So feel free, please check that out. Also, you might want to go to my Facebook page, and if you would, like my page, Sherry Dillard. I am going to be posting some interesting videos somebody sent me from Russia. Very interesting. But anyway, okay, we will be back with another caller, and then I've got some other things I want to talk about in just a moment.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and we're back with Marriott. Are you there, Marriott?
Yes. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. So good to talk to you.
You too. So tell me, what's on your mind today?
I live in northern New Jersey, and I'm kind of at a transition stage in my life where I have some choices. My youngest son just recently went to college.
Wow.
I'm working as an adjunct professor at a couple of universities. And I'm trying to kind of make a choice about employment, and I wanted to know if you could give me some guidance about that. And because it's a very high-cost area to live in, and I'm not able to really work it out with my adjunct salary. So the other part of that is my house is on the market. It hasn't sold yet. So I wanted to know about, you know, which direction I should go in as far as employment, whether I should keep teaching and get a part-time job or look for a full-time job. And also secondary to that is whether to kind of keep the house on the market or take it off until the spring.
All right. So let me just ask you, did you say, do you have like, do you have a choice right now with employment? Is there a couple different places you can be working?
I'm already working at two colleges. I have
You are right now.
Classes.
So,
right.
So the question is what, full-time? I'm not sure the question about the employment. What's the specific question?
Well, I need to find another job, either a part-time job.
Oh, even another
supplement,
job. Okay.
Supplement, you know, my adjunct.
All right.
Professor.
All right, let me just look at work overall then, see what I get, and then we'll go into the house. We're going to have to do it kind of quick because we're running out of time here, and I want to make sure we get this in. All right, let's see with work for
Thank you.
All right. All right. All right. I feel I'm going to have to say this quicker than I would like to, but because it's kind of complicated and complex, but this is what I'm getting. I don't feel like you're going to be thrilled with what I say, but I feel like there is a part-time job you're working that I feel it's taking a lot of time, you know. I feel like you may like it, but it's taking time, and I feel like I get into January, you might... I don't think you're going to get an increase in time. There might be a slight decrease, but I'm feeling one of the part-time teachings you may have to let go of.
Okay.
But I feel like what's going to come for you is I feel you're working in one teaching, one like location, and I feel like there's going to be something else that comes from that that's going to be more... It's going to be teaching you're still going to do, but there's another job coming there also that's going to be more like have like more benefits, more hours to it, and a little bit more security with it. I feel like you're consolidating. You're going to be consolidating into one specific environment, and I feel really good about that, although I feel like it may take some time. But certainly put yourself out there, and you may be doing something a little bit more administrative, although when I say that, I don't mean administration work. I mean something that may have to do with, I don't know, something with the student body, I get, organizing, something along those lines. I do see you working directly with young people, but it's going to be something, again, that's a little bit, it's actually really exciting what I see. It feels really good. But it's not going to be the kind of teaching you're doing now. That's still going to happen part-time, but there's something else in addition to that. Okay, let me get to the house, because I was getting a lot of vibes on the house.
Yeah. I guess, you know, staying in this area or moving back down to North Carolina is another kind of...
Oh, okay, I see. So you may want to move back here. Okay, well, let me say... with the house in general right now, I'm feeling like before it sells, you're going to have to put some time into it, I want to tell you. And it, I don't mean money necessarily, but certainly some clearing out and things like that, you know? I just feel like right now the energy is just not in a selling. There's like a lot of like congestion in it, you know? Clearing things out, kind of doing a general clearing will help it to sell. I don't feel you're 100% ready to do that right now. And it probably will be because you're a little conflicted off where to go. So let me look at location here. All right, let's see where you may be. I feel you're staying in the area where you are for maybe a couple more years. I'm not getting a move down here right away. I'm feeling like you could stay, and I'm not saying the same town you're in. It could be closer to the city in some. Well, I know you're close, but it could be even closer. And I feel actually really good about that. I'm getting a little bit more like not buying but renting for you, maybe an apartment, something like that. But I get you in the hub of a lot of activity. That actually feels really good. You know that I feel better about this than I'm sure. You know, there's some hesitation on your part, but this, it feels like, Mary, you're going into a time where working with people and being, and I know you're already active, but really immersing yourself in that is what your spirit is really kind of asking for you right now, and kind of taking that charge, taking that lead with it, and really asking the universe for, it's like your spirit's being unleashed, you know, in a really good way.
When you say wonderful, when you say working with people, do you mean like in the activism field, which I feel like both.
I have to tell you, I feel like a lot of what I'm getting, though, too, is also going to be with your art, with your doing art, and there is activism, but I feel like this is more about your creativity right now, too. All right, my dear, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to end. But it was good talking to you. Very good talking to you. Keep going.
Wonderful
and just,
to talk to you.
Just
thank
keep that
you.
Spirit unleashed. All right, my dear. You take care.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. All right. Before we're done today, we've just got a couple minutes. I just wanted to mention a question that I got in email today because I said I would and I want to. I got a question from someone. And, you know, a lot of people ask me this question because there's a big shift going on right now. And that is, this is someone who works as a counselor, and, ooh, I'm already being signaled. It's time to go. Jeez. All right. Let me say the answer really quick. I got 2 minutes. I would say that if you are thinking of moving into more of a spiritual activity in life, school, going to a school that maybe helps with spirituality, learning something in that way, consult your intuition, ask for a dream, look for synchronicities, and let yourself be led. I found that in my own personal experience when I was in this place in life where I really had to figure out where I was going, what I was going to do, how it was going to happen, I realized, well, actually, I didn't realize, it kind of came to me without even asking in terms of, you know, I got hit over the head with synchronicity. But look for that, and that's where direction will be. I would love to say this longer answer, but I can't because we are pretty much done today. All right. It was great talking to all of you. I hope you're back next week. We're going to talk about New Saints Day, which is November 1st. Have a great Halloween. Please keep these emails coming. I love to address questions on air. This is Sherry Diller, www.sherrydiller.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.